We'll get to the pick in a second. 4-0 picking underdogs this season. Mike Valeni in the studio. Good morning.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Turn your mic on.
Hi.
First day on radio. Come on.
Only one cup of coffee. I'll get there, guys. I promise.
It's too early.
It is. What's up? What can I do for you?
I do this on zero cups of coffee.
Yeah, which
so
your,
what's your excuse?
Yeah, but you're a weirdo. That's the difference.
Okay, fine.
Is he the only morning guy in America who doesn't do coffee? How do you get up at 4:30 in the morning for it? You don't do coffee either?
I don't do coffee, but I do like Diet Pop. I'll do a Red Bull once in a while.
All right, now you're speaking my language. Like, yeah. Got to have energy drinks. You don't do none of it.
Rack energy drinks over there if I need one. If I need one.
All right. Well,
anyway.
Wait till you get old.
Exactly.
You'll see. It'll hit.
Mm-hmm. We'll get some thoughts on the Spartans and the Wolverines and the Lions, but who is your underdog of the week?
Okay. We were just talking about this off air. When nobody wants it, when it's the island of misfit toys, that's right where we want to be. Oklahoma +7.5.
Ooh.
Everyone loves Tennessee. They're America's darling. This is Oklahoma's SEC debut. It's one of the rare times they get a big home game. Remember, their biggest game is always at the Cotton Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
This place is going to be electric. It's Nico's first true road start. You're going against top 15 defense. And Oklahoma's getting healthy. They're getting 3 O-linemen back this week. They've got one of the better right tackles in the sport. Who will he line up across from? James Pierce. And they're getting Nick Anderson back out wide. They're getting Andrell Anthony back this week.
Well, we'll see if that $8 million contract that Nico signed is worth it.
Yeah, I got to take the 7.5 here. And again, you and I, we like Tennessee. And I think they're very good. Who have they played? NC State blows.
Yep.
They beat like Western Tech, and then they bombed Kent State, who lost to, what was it, St. Francis of Assisi High School the week before.
Right. So, they're averaging, 63 points a game against that?
But I'll trust Venables in this spot. Give me the 7.5.
We got a sweatshirt bet riding on it, Mike and I, because I'm on Tennessee.
He hates this pick.
Oh, so what's the sweatshirt?
Buy the other person
a
sweatshirt.
Determined by it. It's basically something we've always done is like, okay, I don't need your damn money. Let's just, we'll just bet a sweatshirt amongst friends. We don't need to like give the book our money.
It was 2 years ago. I basically outfitted your whole wardrobe.
That was a tough year for you. It was tough. Couple nice.
I'm not entering that bet with Heather right now.
No, Heather's on fire. Yeah,
you see that over there?
14-7.
Uh-huh.
Unbelievable.
It's great, including picking Tennessee because I want to go to Nashville.
Yep.
Right.
But that shows you the absurdity.
So take all your reasons and get your underdog out of here. Heather wants to visit Nashville.
You
didn't consider that in your handicap.
No, I did. I also didn't consider that Will Levis has a walnut-sized brain. That's two straight weeks Will Levis has.
Yeah, but he's trying to rewire it.
Oh. Mayo and the coffee will do that.
Yeah. Eating the banana rind.
Did you like what Callahan did? I loved it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, call a spade a spade.
Yep.
Like, I mean, if it's not... You put a quarterback on notice, especially a young quarterback. Now, if he's a 10-year vet, first of all, he's not making both of those plays to lose both games. But if it happens, maybe there's a little cachet that you don't do this, but this is a second-year quarterback. I mean, and they couldn't have been any worse. The turnover with the Bears is maybe the worst one I've ever seen.
But he followed it up last week against the Jets, and you're like, well, what the F are you doing was the general sentiment for anyone watching. Why is it wrong for the coach to say it?
What everybody's thinking, right? That's credibility.
What'd you make of Saleh on Rodgers last night? Not a hug guy? What'd you make out of that?
I didn't watch much of it. I watched the first couple of minutes. I watched until it was, 14-0?
Yeah, I mean, the Patriots are limited. Yeah. But, like, no, it was funny. It was like Saleh kind of went in for a hug, and Rodgers is like, we're not doing that. And it was just, it's so bizarre.
Anything with Aaron Rodgers is awkward.
Yeah, big time.
Yep. And you got to love the fact that they're doing it on a national scene.
Oh, yeah. And the New York papers are all over everything he does. So that whole interaction with Saleh, that's the back page.
That's, like,
that's all there. Aaron Rodgers in New York is like the opposite of where he needs to be. He lived in luxury in Green Bay because you have no media.
Right.
You go to New York, they're going to analyze like
everything. Every word. Yeah.
Like lip reader stuff, the FBI level.
So what was he saying?
No, it wasn't even the same. He claims he said to Saleh, because Saleh, like, his big thing is two-score lead. And Rodgers basically was like, yeah, we're not doing a hug, 2-score lead. And just walked.
Do you make of the whole thing with Hassan Reddick? Is he retiring?
John, I don't know. How do you trade for a guy knowing he wants a contract?
And then not even discuss it.
And then if you're Hassan Reddick, it gets to a point where you're like, am I really going to miss out on $14 million? Towards the end of my career, when I really didn't have a last good couple years in Philly, you'd need to explain it to me. I've never seen anything like it. Why would you acquire the player if you didn't want to pay the cost of acquisition?
Right.
Especially after losing Bryce Huff. Like, they had to get a pass rusher. Their pass rush sucks now.
Yeah.
Jermaine Johnson's out for the year.
Yep. Achilles, I think, right?
Yeah, I don't understand it.
Couple rapid fire with you. Sure. Bounce back for the Lions. We're all on board. Super confident. You?
I'm not super confident because I think Arizona's actually playing really, really well, but I'm confident. Look, box score-wise, team A, team B. If the Lions are team A and the Bucs were team B, the Lions should have won that game by 3 touchdowns on a box score level. It's just an outlier. I still think they're really, really good. I'm confident. But road games in the NFL, no, I don't. Unless I'm going to Carolina, I'm not getting cocky about that.
Okay.
Or the Giants.
And then the last one I have for you here. What? Michigan, Michigan State. Who do we learn more about this week?
Michigan. Because State is what they are. I don't think there's any scenario State's good. I think they could be interesting or fun.
They could be 4-0 with two big road wins.
And maybe
as full touchdown underdogs.
Six.
Oh, okay.
With Michigan, I think, look, I said this to you, and I'm not touching that game with a 10-foot pole. There's a pathway that Orji can make them better, but they got to buy into it. And you got to lean on him over there to tell me whether they're going to do it. You should take what Gus Malzahn does at UCF. That's your new reality.
Yeah.
It's in
power
essence,
spread run.
A wildcat offense where Orji is 10 to 12 runs. We're using jet motion on everything.
Yeah.
It's a lot like what Greg Roman did when Lamar entered the league. And that's not to say we're not letting Orji throw it, but it's spoon-fed throws, hard play action, single read stuff, and couple of shot plays. His running attempts should match his passing attempts, basically, 15 to 15.
Yeah, and a balanced offense in this situation is 75% run.
Yes.
At least.
Like, there's like an adage, service academies want a 7-possession game. That the way they play, to not expose their defense, I want a 7-possession game. If you can make USC a 7-possession game, then you should never be trailing by that much. Because I don't accept that Michigan's hapless. I know, like, David and Rico make fun of me because they're like, well, what? I'm like, guys, it's just they still have a lot of talent, all right? I understand they're not flashy. But there's a pathway here. USC is still giving up almost 4.5 yards a carry. And LSU's defense is what?
Right.
Nothing.
And so Michigan's defense needs to play to the level that they're supposed to play with. And I'll ask you, I mean, can Wink make the adjustment?
No.
It's not that this is a Giants
John,
fan.
He won't. John, I'm biased, though.
No, I know.
Though.
I remember.
He was with the Giants, and I watched it every week. And you're like, why are you doing – look, you can't be a 60% blitz DC if you're not creating havoc. It just – it does not compute. So if they're – okay, so if they bring Orji in and we want a 7-possession game – then why am I opening up my defense to more shot plays and more splash plays? Wouldn't you want to continue condensing that game down?
Yeah, you don't want to have a quick score.
I didn't like the Wink thing. I don't like him. But if you're thinking there's adjustments, he'd have to do something he basically refuses to do. He won't adjust. It's why Daboll and him damn near got into a fist fight last year.
Yeah.
What do you have coming up on your show today? Celebrating TJ's 40th birthday. What else is in store?
We've actually got a 5-pound Zin that we're going to try to jam in his mouth.
Oh,
and
God.
Then,
oh, wow.
A lot of Lions. I do want to talk some college football. We are tigered out. Okay? Go play your game in Baltimore tonight. There's nothing more I can do on a predictive measure. But just all football. Do the prop bet casino. Do the picks. Heather's destroying all of us, so this is concerning.
Would she be winning on your show, too?
Yes. 14-7, you could retire off of that.
Best at the station, Heather Park.
No, I mean, 14-7 is like...
Yeah, crushing it.
Savor to flavor. That ain't going to keep up.
Well, this plays off of what we talked about on Cash a Ticket after last weekend. Nobody knows anything.
No.
Nobody knows anything.
No.
And the more you know, sometimes the worse you are.
No, weekends like last Saturday, I don't know the front from the back of a horse. You're like, what am I watching? I don't know.
So with that said, download Cash the Ticket. Listen to all of our picks, college and pro, later today.
But the work is the work. Like, if you like hearing about football and you like just two guys breaking balls and having a good time with it, that's what it is. You know, no, I'm sorry. I must have missed where people are paying $4.99 for your package.
Whoa.
That's a good one. Yeah, I walked into that. I dig that. Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, Mike Filani.
Feel free to use that, guys.
Where's the decimal? But it's 4.99, right?
You know what I mean.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Oh, I'm proud of you, bud. Look at him building his own little drone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's nice. Yes.
Oh, he's like a butterfly.
He's growing up right in front of us. He really is.
Oh, that's great.
We got the cookie jar coming up next. Mike Valeni, catch him 2 to 6 and Cash the Ticket. Thanks, buddy.
Yes, sir.
97.1.